If you've been in Florida this last month and you've got a pulse, you might be familiar with this.
We've added 643,000 jobs. We have 273,000 job openings. The way to get more higher wages is more job openings, and that's what I'm working on every day.
Or this.
We have 261,000 job openings in the state right now. Average income for the top 25 in demand.
And of course, who could forget this?
Average income for those openings for the top 25 in demand is $27 an hour, or $55,000 annual income, and we've down to a little over 100,000 people on unemployment. So this state is now on a roll.
That's Governor Rick Scott speaking at each of the three gubernatorial debates earlier this month. But while Scott attempts to use jobs to distinguish himself from Democratic challenger and former governor Charlie Crist, the unemployment rate has been stagnant for nearly a year. Now, just to warn you, there's about to be a whole bunch of numbers, but it really can't be avoided. In December of 2013, the unemployment rate was 6.3%. And from that December to this August, the rate has bounced back and forth from 6.3 to 6.2. This September, the most recent month on record, the unemployment news got a little better, but only a little. The rate dropped 0.2% to 6.1. Now, this is the lowest level since June of 2008, and that's nothing to scoff at. But the unemployment rate by itself paints a pretty discouraging picture of recovery in 2014. Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity keeps track of these numbers, and Executive Director Jesse Panuccio says there's a very good reason for this slow improvement.
The unemployment rate is based on how many people are in the workforce and actively seeking work, and then how many people have jobs. And so the unemployment rate can level off when you have a lot of people coming back into the workforce.
The DEO's most recent figures indicate just over 200,000 jobs have been added to the Florida economy in the last year. So the rate has stayed steady because while 200,000 people have gotten jobs, almost the same amount have entered or re-entered the labor force. University of Florida economist Chris McCarty explains recessions typically follow a standard playbook, but the most recent one has been an outlier.
A recession hits, unemployment goes up, people leave the labor force, then as we sort of work through the recession, unemployment comes down, people who left the labor force come back in, and we're off and running again. In this one, unemployment went up. It took a long time for it to get back down, and people who left the labor force have, a lot of them have not returned. And so there's a big question out there as to whether or not they're going to return or if they're just permanently out.
McCarty says the number of people who have left the labor force highlights an important shortcoming for the standard unemployment measure known as U3. Declining rates are not necessarily indicative of positive economic growth.
So U3 doesn't have the same meaning it used to when it comes down, because now it's coming down partly because we're creating jobs, but partly because the denominator gets smaller. People have left. So a lot of economists are now talking about U6.
U6 unemployment is another measure calculated by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It goes beyond the pool of people who are out of work and actively looking to count three other groups. U6 counts people who are discouraged and not looking for work, people who are marginally employed, that is employed but unable to make ends meet, and people who are employed part-time. McCarty says even taking into account U6 being a much broader measure of unemployment, it's still relatively high.
And then if you look at that U6 unemployment, it's actually disturbingly high, not just for Florida, but nationally. So a lot of the jobs that we've created post-Great Recession have been part-time jobs and the kinds of jobs that not particularly the jobs that people want.
One of the questions this slow recovery has raised is whether or not we're settling into a new normal, where unemployment stays somewhere near 6% and high-quality full-time work remains difficult to come by. McCarty is cautious. He doesn't think anyone knows the answer to that question yet. But Panuccio is a bit more optimistic.
Given the deep recession we had, it takes some time for people to get confident enough and businesses to get confident enough to establish lasting practices. So I'm not wringing my hands yet. I think we're still in a growth mode in Florida. And over the next year or two, we'll see how it shakes out.
Then again, there's good reason for him to be bullish on Florida. I don't know if you've heard, but there's an election coming up. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.